Hey, before we get started with this episode, a quick content warning. Throughout the recording, there will be a mime performing in the background, and it is absolutely disgusting. And now, bunkum.
Gibberish.
Humbug.
Baloney.
Malarkey.
Rhubarb.
Mumbo jumbo.
Bunkum.
It's the Armed Robbery Program. Starring Dan Grubb! Friends, do you have a shortage of cash on hand and a functional firearm? Maybe you should try armed robbery. Over the last 800 years, armed robbery has been one of the fastest growing money-making developments, along with industrialization and automating stock market trading. Sign up now for our monthly newsletter, The Robbist, for tips from the armed robbery pros on getting your startup off the ground and grab that cash.
Do you hear that, enlightened listener? It's that time of year again.
Ooh, whatever could it be?
I'll give you a hint. Today is October 23rd.
Oh, is it the 100th anniversary of Lenin calling for the October Revolution?
No, yes, but no.
Is it the 1592nd anniversary of Valentinian III becoming emperor at age 6?
Again, yes, but no. Guess again. It's something fun.
Oh, October 23rd, of course. It's Mole Day!
Yes, Mole Day. Started in the early 1980s, Mole Day is a celebration of Avogadro's number, the number of particles you need of a substance to add up to its atomic number of grams. For instance, 8 grams of oxygen or 79 grams of gold.
Gold. Gold, oh beautiful gold. Oh, my darling little gold, come here. I won't let that nasty man get you. Here, climb into my safe little pocket. Here you go, here you go, here. 1, 2, 3, here you go. I'll take you home and we will cuddle.
Uh-huh. Anyway, all the children are digging their holes in the floor so St. Nick Mullis, the bearded and extra-be-thumbed benefactor of Mole Day, can come and bring them gifts. The good little children get 1 mole of dirt. The bad, stinking little brats will get a boot up the butt if I ever find them, coming around here leaving those things on my doorstep. Oh, you've never seen such excuse me. The bad little children get an extra thumb to strap onto their hands to teach them to be more like the majestic mole. That's the majestic burrowing mammal that poisons worms and stockpiles them to eat them later, not the aforementioned majestic SI unit for the mass of a pile of molecules. But why am I telling you this? You know all about St. Nick Mullis and all the wonderful Mole Day traditions, like leaving iron fillings out for his team of magical flying magnets, and going door-to-door freestyling Mole Day raps. Makes you feel like a kid again.
Ah, Porcino. He looks like just the idiot for our nefarious scheme.
Nefarious chuckling.
excuse me. Weren't you Mr. Antarctica in this last year's 5K Graveyard Derby?
Ah, my adoring public. Yes, I was indeed Mr. Whatever You Said of Yes. How can I help you?
My name is Sham Frodrils, thank you, and I'm from the Mole Day Preservation Society. And this heap of jaundiced toxic waste is my assistant, Pansino!
Pansino! That's me!
And we'd like for you to do the world a favor!
I'm sorry. I'm not going to jump off any more bridges. I've already died 96 times, and my life coach has advised me not to do it again.
Oh, no! No, no, no! Oh, no, 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 nothing like that.
Nothing.
We simply want you to save Moldy.
Save Moldy? Gasps in horror. Is Moldy in danger?
Of course! These crazy politically correct extremists are trying to destroy the beautiful tradition of Moldy. First, they put fall leaves on the coffee cups instead of a Moldy mole. And then they stopped saying divine moles of benevolence to you and replaced it with saying all species of subterranean varmints sure are great, aren't they? Now they've kidnapped St. Nicholas and a Horium captive until the government stops printing in moles, shrews, desmonds, and other intermediate forms of small insectivorous mammals of the order Scoramorpha we trust on the coins.
Kidnap St. Nicholas? Those dastardly villains. I shall smite them with a vicious smite. Smite, smote, smart, sming.
Sming.
That's good. Fine, fine. Yeah, that's good. I like that sming. Now, what you need to be doing for is getting St. Nicholas back and saving the holiday for all the nice little children, right?
Of course. But what can I do? I'm just one man. One lone, powerless, dim-witted, broke, ugly, overweight man with bad breath and dandruff.
Don't forget athlete's knees!
I forgot about the knees.
Oh, damn, damn. Pat, pat, pat on the head. There, is that better?
No, not really.
Then you better dress up as St. Nicholas and deliver the dirt until you can find him.
Of course. And while I'm traveling around the world to the children's houses, I can keep an eye out for him. Brilliant!
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah, of course.
Goodbye! I'm off to the East Pole to see St. Nicholas's helpers.
He bought it!
Yes! He thinks he's gonna go find St. Nicholas and save Moldy, when really, we've got him trapped in a dungeon of our urban professional yurt!
Yurt! Yurt, yurt, yurt! Making yurt noises! Yurt, 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 yurt! Yurt,
yurt! Well, there's the plot, everybody! And now we go to the East Pole!
Hello! Hello, friendly ogres! I'm here to complete the dirt delivery while St. Nicholas is incapacitated and use that opportunity to search the globe for him! I see. Well, if you have the list handy, I'll just take it and get started. You too. Thank you very much. Away, magnets! To little Johnny's house! Yeah! On Northy, on Southy, on Irony, too! On Lodestone, Electro, and Little Horseshoe! Whee! Ah, the bracing feeling of autumn wind in my hair. Let's see. It's been 4 hours, and still no sign of him. Ah, here's the next stop. Down, magnets! Down! Okay, I'll just measure out a mole of dirt. There. And now to slip inside and leave it in their hole.
Hey, who's down there?
Whoopsies! Phew, that was a close one. Maybe I'm going about this the wrong way. Maybe instead of searching each house individually, I should think about who has the motive and opportunity to commit the crime. Let's see here. If I wanted to kidnap a traditional pagan figure, who would I be? Of course! The devil! Magnus, let's go pay the devil a visit! Alright, devil! Come on out of there! I want to talk to you!
Can I help you?
Yes. I'm working my way through college by going door to door and asking people, where is St. Nicholas? What have you done with him?
I'm sorry. I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this 1106 Heck Avenue?
Yes, that's right.
And are you Lucifer, the devil, Prince of Darkness, and professional fallen angel champion?
Yes, that's me.
Then I accuse you, you fiend! You kidnapped St. Nicholas and ruined Molday for everybody!
Oh, dear. I believe someone's led you astray. That's a devil joke. It happens all the time. Someone's baby has an extra arm and I did it. A plague makes its way across a continent and I did it. But when I released my 17th album of modern takes on classic show tunes, does anyone pay attention?
I had no idea that you were the tortured artist type.
Few do. Few do. Yes, yes, I'll be right there.
I'm sorry to keep you from your work.
Oh, that's quite all right. The waiting makes it even worse for them. Say, who told you St. Nicholas was missing anyway?
It was those Sham and Porcino guys.
Oh, yeah. Classic villain move. I would check their house if I were you. Knowing those two, they probably live in one of those urban professional yurts.
Well, I'll let you go. Thanks for all your help, the devil.
Okay. See you real soon.
Yes. Yeah, get along, little magnets. Yeah, yeah. Open this flap right now, Frog Roos.
Is that prop? Oh, it's you. Any luck finding St. Nicholas?
The game is up. I know he's in there with you, and I want him set free right now.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Oh, well, in that case...
Run, Porcino! Run away very fast! And let that be a lesson to you. Don't mess with me or I'll say that you did it. Right. Let's get you untied, sir.
Thanks, Armin. I know you were completely useless.
Oh, shucks. I am sorry that it took me so long to find you. By the time I got all those kids' dirt delivered, it had already been 7 months.
Oh, that's okay. Didn't you know that all moles have control over time and space? I'll just rewrite history and fix all your dumb mistakes.
Gee, thanks. Say, I hope there aren't any unintended consequences of your meddling with time.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for everything. I've been drafted to fight the post-human spore army in World War IX, so I'd better get going and report to my nearest disintegration base. See you next Mole Day. Bye!
This has been the Armed Robbery Program, starring Dan Grubb. Don't forget to submit your Armed Robbery fan fiction to the premier monthly Armed Robbery newsletter, The Robbist. We're debuting a new section, Armed and Fangerous, and would love to hear from you. Tell us about your first time. Imagine an armed robbery going wrong or right. And flip
to our Robbing After Dark section. Armed Robbery. Grab that cat!